Letter from home about a friend's business with sofas. Your friend is very much enjoying the business of the sofas. Says he's feeling quite content and wishes now he'd started earlier. Doesn't long to be a mercenary tracking through the jungle, looking for the main artery travelled by the rebel column. He gets up at 7:30, washes, buys his eggs and bacon at the local cafe, reads his newspaper, debates European policy with builders' mates who grate bits of bread across their plate like sandpaper to get up all the grease. In the shop, by 9:15, he unlocks the locked crate, lifts the noisy polythene and stamps on the air freight, lifts the sofa from its precious nesting foil and egg, and props the jungle velour pattern on the batik matting platform with the matching louver bays. Lunch break. Watches telly. 17 all for darts. Quick one at the local boozer. Mustn't smell pissed for the shop. Back out at the customer desk. 3 to 3:15. Only 2 hours. Watches traffic slow outside the window to the classic new routine. First the shuffle of the schoolboy, loitering home, tugging up his pants. Next, the swagger of the aimless lout, with pennies to spare and no job weighing down his hands. Next, the nanny, back from play school, bringing home the bands. Then the old man, cap down forehead, stumbling to the pub for tea time trembler, haddock's end. Darkness, and the raindrops hit the pane like small jets, crashing on a still white tarmac, in the midst of the unexplored, roaring veldt.